Today we're going to be talking about something we just simply can't say enough about. Now, let me just give you the figures, and then I'll tell you who my guest is and why he's here. According to the Department of Justice, there were nearly 17 million victims of identity theft in 2014. 17 million. Now, if you do the math on that and figure out where you fall in that, you'll know that you very likely could be, would be, should be, will be a victim of identity theft. My guest to talk about that today is Bruce McCleary. He is the Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for the NFCC. And the National Foundation for Credit Counseling is so important, and it's out there. You should know about it. It'll tell you what it is and how it can help you. But they did a recent survey. They asked about 560 people somewhere in there. How do you feel about it? Do you know? Are you aware? Or do you understand what could happen to you? Do you know what to do to protect yourself? You'd be surprised. And Bruce is here to kind of give us some background. And let me welcome him to the show. Bruce, nice to have you in studio for a change.
It's great to be here in person, Paul.
Am Fantastic. I as good looking as you thought I was when we talked on the telephone?
Even more so.
Even more so. Well, we are delighted to meet you and to see you and to have you on the program. I'm a great fan, as you know, of the NFCC because of what you do. And what you do is what?
We're a nonprofit organization of about 75 member agencies across the country that offer budget counseling, credit counseling, HUD-approved housing counseling, student loan counseling, and many of our member agencies offer services online, in person, over the phone, and they'll talk to you about your finances. They'll talk to you about your budget. If you're having trouble repaying your creditors, they'll help you work out a plan. If you're having trouble maintaining home ownership, they'll help you with a plan. If you're having trouble with your student loan debt, they'll talk to you about a way to work things out.
Folks, did you know that they were there? Chances are you have never heard of this organization. It's simply a nonprofit. It means that you can call in there and you're not going to, first of all, if you're going to have to pay anything at all, it's going to be something that's minimal that you can afford. And sometimes you don't pay anything. And they're there to help you. And yet we don't know about them. And I don't want to say we're too stupid or too dumb. I'm just going to say we just are too ignorant of the fact that they're there. But they are out there nationwide and available. And when we get a little bit, we'll tell people how to reach out. I'm fascinated that you all thought enough of this issue of identity theft. What drove you to say, look, let's do this survey? Why did you do it?
Well, so many people come to our counseling centers and they talk to our financial educators and our counselors, and they have problems repaying their debt. But during those discussions, they may be taking a look at their credit report for the very first time. And in some cases, the problems that they're seeing with their creditors may have resulted in identity theft or credit fraud.
They knew nothing about it.
They knew nothing about. And at that stage, there's very little that we can do to make that go away. It already happened. So we have to help them repair the damage and point them to the resources. So we thought it would be great to just tap into this and see exactly how many people were aware that this was an issue and how concerned people were, and if people really thought that they needed more information or if they thought they had things taken care of. So it was interesting to see how people responded to that and how so many people said, look, you know, I'm concerned about this, but I need more information. I need to know what to do, what resources are available, and where to go to protect myself and to respond to identity theft.
One of the questions they ask you is exactly what steps to take to protect yourself and put them in place. How many folks know that? 17%?
Mm-hmm.
17% said they know. You'd like to feel more protected but don't know what steps to take. 66% felt that way but have no idea. Am I hitting you right squarely between the eyes? I bet I am. I bet you're saying, I really don't know. And that's why Bruce is here to tell you what the study shows. The final issue here was, which I thought was interesting, or at least question, you think that efforts to protect yourself are a waste of time as the crooks manage to stay ahead of the prevention strategies. You don't believe that. 9% said no. I think if I knew what to do, I could help myself. And only 7% said they were not concerned. So that leaves us to the issues of what should be done. And I think you started right off by saying one of the things you ought to do is to check your credit report
yeah.
and figure out what's going on with your finances and how the rest of the world sees you.
Yeah, you better be taking a look at your credit report, and you better be doing it regularly. Regularly doesn't have to be every month. It doesn't have to be every other month. You can check it once or twice a year and just make sure you understand what you're looking at and you can recognize something that doesn't look like it belongs there, because that's the key. You want to make sure that everything on there is supposed to be where it is.
You don't have to take it. You don't have to just say, okay, that's what's on my credit record. That's the way it is. That's not necessarily the case. And Bruce McClary will give you some other ideas as to how to make sure that you take care of yourself, take care of your finances, take care of your money. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. This is Radio America. We'll be back more. We'll be right back with more from Bruce. We're talking about identity theft with numbers that you should be concerned about. 17 million people in this country in 2014 were victims of identity theft. And it probably was more than that. When we talk about identity theft, what are we talking about? And my guest, of course, is Bruce McClary, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for the NFCC. So what do we mean by identity theft?
Well, Paul, when we talk about identity theft, we're talking about someone who has stolen your personal information and has used it for their own gain, whether it's to open a credit card account or whether it's to drain your bank account, whatever their goal is, or they may just steal your personal identification and sell it to someone else whose intent is to open up a fraudulent credit card or steal your money from your bank, checking your savings. So that's essentially what it is, and there's a cost to this. Last year, as you mentioned, 17 million victims, but the total financial loss was $24.7 billion.
With a B. $1 billion. But Bruce, can't happen to me. My bank is safe. I got a new bank and they do great stuff. Can't happen to me.
No matter how great your bank is, no matter how wonderful your credit card issuer may be and how many protections they offer, there's still the possibility that somebody can get enough of your own information and get into those accounts and run up charges on your credit card and take money from your bank. So the best protection is vigilance. Just be on the lookout. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment, look at your credit report regularly, not just to see what's in there and understand, but also to be able to take action quickly so the problem doesn't fester and make the situation worse for you financially. Then it becomes much harder to undo the damage that has happened to your good credit rating that you've worked so hard to maintain and to other financial obligations that you have. So it's very important to act quickly when you see those things on your credit report.
And a recent study showed that if you're a member of a credit union, some for whatever reasons fare better. But that they'll be the first ones to tell you that fraud, identity theft occurs to credit union members as well. So it doesn't make any difference whether you use a bank or a credit union. Any financial institution can be, what do they call it when they come in and take your money? What's the term?
Hacked.
Hacked. That's what I'm trying to say. Anybody, any place can be hacked.
Well, and the I guess the weakest link in all of this really comes back to the consumer. It's how well you, as the consumer, as the account holder, are protecting your own financial information. You're absolutely right about the credit unions and other financial institutions. They're working hard. They have people on this 24/7. It is their only job to make sure that your accounts are safe, that your data is protected. And so you have to be just as vigilant as they are when it comes to protecting your personal information on your end. You need to hold up your end of the bargain in order to make this work, because if they can get in through some weak area where you have your information exposed, that's all they need to take everything.
Absolutely, folks. And so what you have to do is to take a daily look. It's just common sense. Take a look at your balance every day. It's your balance. Doesn't cost you anything to go take a look. If something seems a little wrong, don't be afraid to ask the institution, what is that about? And check them until you're satisfied that it's a charge that you made and that somebody hasn't stepped in and taken some of your money. But after doing all of that, then the question is, what steps do I take in case of credit fraud or ID theft? This is so important.
And there's an easy step. It's only one step, really, and that is to go to the Federal Trade Commission website, ftc.gov, ftc.gov. They have everything you need step by step. They'll walk you through the process. They'll give you all the steps if you have been a victim of identity theft or credit fraud. all the steps are right there. It's like following a recipe. So it tells you what to do when communicating to the credit bureau, right. What to do when communicating to your credit union or your credit card issuer, all of that, so that you can start working your way back to where things should be.
So basic. And nobody's tracking you. Nobody. This is not going to open up the IRS coming against you. This organization, the FD, they're there for you, folks. They're there for you. You've got to go there and look out for yourself. If you do that and stay alert, the first line of defense, and you'd be surprised, you may avoid having somebody step in on you. This is Hope and Family Finance. When we come back, we'll talk more with Bruce McClary, and we're going to just generally dab into the nonprofit student loan counseling sector as well. I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Bruce McClary, Vice President of Public Relations and External Affairs for the NFCC. That's the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. It's an organization that's here to help you. We've covered what you need to do here. You need to be vigilant. You need to check. You need to go to the FTC and find out what else is out there. It doesn't cost you a thing to do that.
It's free, and you know your tax dollars paid for it, so you might as well take advantage of the good information that they have there that's available to protect you.
That's right. And the important thing is that it does protect you. It does. I mean, you can protect yourself, but don't depend on everybody else to look out for your dollars.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to be the one who's watchful around the clock.
Speaking of dollars, let's talk a little bit about the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. They are recommending uniformity in nonprofit student loan counseling. Is this a good thing?
It is a good thing because right now, when you look around the landscape at all the offers of that are out there to help you with your student loan debt, all the student loan debt relief offers, there's not a lot of consistency in what's being offered.
And let me just straighten it. Your organization is recommending to them that they come back and say, these are the rules that everybody should play by.
Yeah, because the National Foundation for Credit Counseling has set the most rigorous standards for its counselors, for its member agencies in delivering student loan counseling. There's certification that the counselors have to go through. There are standards that are issued that make sure that the service is delivered at the highest quality across the network of National Foundation for Credit Counseling member agencies. But when you look outside of that network, when you look beyond the NFCC, it's all over the map. Some of the offers you may be getting for student loan debt relief may not be on the up and up.
Right.
Some of what they're promising, they may not be capable of delivering. And there may be costs that exceed what you may have expected. So it's really important that some standards be set so that consumers are best protected.
And the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau can do that. I mean, they can say, this is how you behave, right?
Right. They can look at the entire industry. The most that we can do at the NFCC is take care of those things within our own membership and make sure that our standards are high.
And if I need to contact the NFCC, how do I do it?
The best way online is nfcc.org, and you can find a counseling center near you by using the online locator, nfcc.org. It's a perfect way to find the NFCC and get the help that you need.
And you're going to charge me tons, right?
Not going to charge you anything to find an agency, and if you need any services from the member agencies, they're delivered at low or no cost.
It's just the right way to go. Look, you're not supposed, as you know, we don't learn these things in school, unfortunately, you know, but that's why you guys are out there, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of the things you learn the hard way in life, and sometimes you need a little bit of guidance. So it's always good to talk to somebody who's a financial professional and talk to an NFCC counselor, and they'll help point you in the right direction.
My guest, Bruce McClary, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC. You know how to reach out to them. You know how to reach out to the FTC. What else can we tell you, folks, except to let you know that they're out there, and they are willing and always ready and able to help out.
Yeah, if you have a question about your own personal finances, if you need somebody to put a different perspective to your budget, they're there to help you.
Bruce, thanks for joining us here. Nice to have you in the studio. Come back and see us again.
Thank you, Paul. Will do.
All right. My next guest, Thaddeus King. We're going to be talking about mandatory binding arbitration agreements. Again, we're going to go back to the CFPB to talk about what they should be doing. All of that right here on Home and Family Finance. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.